Reds looking to snap a seven-game skid with the first-place Rockies in town. We pick this one up top five. Game tied at three, but the Rockies have a threat. 2-1 and 2 down for Ian Desmond.
Gonzalez over at first, and that one looped into right field. It'll fall in a hit. They're going to wave around Reynolds. He will score. The Rockies have come up with a pair of runs against Adelman in the fifth.
Sensatella, after Walters has walked intentionally to load him up. And a ball hit hard up the middle. Base hit Sensatella. One run will score. Second run comes home. He will score.
Oh. He's not going to get Devin Mesoraco out to begin this inning. That is way back to the second deck.
Well, I mentioned earlier you don't get them all back in one swing. Well, I've changed my mind.
You said to get it all back on one swing, Cowboy. Well, there you have it. And what a play by Arenado. Are you kidding me? My goodness. It does not get any better than that. The four-time Gold Glove winner.
The Reds snap a seven-game skid as they battle back from an 8-3 deficit to post a 12-8 win. Asher Wojciechowski picks up his first career victory, 3 2/3 innings of scoreless relief, yielding just one hit. It was certainly looking like an eighth straight loss for the struggling Reds until they put up 9 unanswered runs to wipe out an 8-3 deficit. Here is Cincy skipper Brian Price on a 12-8 win over Colorado.
Asher was sensational. He came in attacking the strike zone. You know, again, it comes back to throwing it over the plate and letting the opposing hitters let you know what you need to learn to pitch successfully at this level. And he did that. And it was a really nice recipe for success. It was 3 2/3 essential innings. You know, especially after the Rockies were able to drop the big inning on us, a 6-run fifth. You know, you're down right there. We score the 1-run 8-4, and then the big inning with Schebler hitting the go-ahead 3-run homer. You know, he couldn't have come up bigger. And then to go back out and throw another scoreless inning and do it again and then take himself in the ninth was beyond impressive in my opinion.
I know he'd like to finish that, but how much leeway were you thinking if somebody got on, then you were going to turn it over? Because I know you didn't want to get any deeper in the bullpen.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, every extra out he could get that kept us from going to Iglesias. Iglesias was on basically from the eighth inning on. He would have been in that ball game if we had some trouble. By that time, we had extended the lead to 4, and Asher handled that so well. The thing was, you know, all the lefties are stacked at the bottom of their lineup, and the kid's pitching on 3 days rest, and I figured, you know, a base runner would be good to go get him. And with 2 outs, I go, you know what, they're all left-handed. All you need now, if I give him a second hitter and that guy gets on, is a base hit and a homer, and it's a tie ball game. And I just wanted to give Eggy more wiggle room in case he did give up a hit or two before getting the last out.
Scoring runs has not been a big problem for you guys, and today you scored a lot, but then you also got some help from a guy that's been scuffing a little bit in Schebler, and then also Mesoraco coming off a couple of days off hitting the home run too.
Yeah, we had some really nice offensive contributions, and some of them were, you know, it was like after the homer, Schebler, you know, gets us to the pitcher spot. Now Wojo gets to hit in that situation. Probably would have hit anyway. Unfortunately, didn't have a whole lot of bullpen. So, but that's a big blow. But then you come back to the next inning and you get a walk and then a base hit by Jeanette, and then Billy lays down a bunt and beats it out, and then all of a sudden we're tacking on a couple more runs, and those were, you know, those add-on runs would make the difference to how that ball game ends up.
Scott Schebler drilled a go-ahead 3-run shot in the sixth to give the Reds a 10-8 lead, their first advantage since an early 2-1 lead in the third. Schebler shared his thoughts after the game.
That's the beauty of this game is one swing can kind of change your day, and that's what it did, and it changed the momentum of the game, and just a big moment, and I was glad to just come through for the team.
What does it do for you guys when you have a 7-game losing streak, and obviously the pitching struggling? You guys are hitting well.
Yeah.
But to score this many runs, to kind of turn things around in a game like this with so many emotions, what does it do for you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, that 17-inning game or 18-inning game in San Fran, you know, if we win that, you know, maybe we rattle off 4 more wins. It's just kind of one of those deals. We ended up losing that game and kind of went on a little skid. So hopefully we're over that and we'll just get back to winning.
Yeah, it's a season of ups and downs. How do you kind of take this game and make sure it gets you guys back on the right track again?
Yeah, like you said, offensively, I think we've been really good. We just need to go out and keep putting up runs, and our pitchers will come through. They've come through already for us, and you know, we're going to have our downs. They're going to have their downs, so just kind of play through it.
The Reds send Bronson Arroyo to the mound on Sunday as he squares off with Kyle Freeland.